This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's get into scriptures this morning. Today's the last day of the prayer and fasting. And I sense in my spirit that we need to come before the Lord with a sacrifice of thanksgiving in the light of what the Lord has done for us. Let's begin from the book of Psalm 116, verse 6, 17 to 18, New Living Translation. The book of Psalm 116, verse 17 to 18, New Living Translation. I read, it says, I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. So what is the sacrifice of thanksgiving? We are looking at what I titled sacrifice of thanksgiving. So what is the sacrifice of thanksgiving? Number one, the sacrifice of thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude above experiential consideration. It is the expression of gratitude above experiential consideration. Understanding that in the journey of life, there are sometimes expectations are not granted. There are other times desires are not fulfilled. There are other times as well dreams are unrealized. And there are times that visions become unaccomplished. But in the midst of all of that, we must understand that gratitude towards God should not be regulated by any of this. You and I must understand that gratitude towards God should not be on the basis of expectations being met, should not be on the basis of our desires being fulfilled. It should not be on the basis that our dreams are realized. It should not be on the basis that our visions are accomplished. So the sacrifice of thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude above experiential consideration. Is the expression of gratitude above experiential consideration. That is to say, for the fact that you are still alive, God deserves your thanksgiving. For the fact that you're still living, God deserves your thanksgiving. Dreams may not have been accomplished yet or realized. It does not stop and change the fact that God has been good to you. His breath in your lungs, you do not deserve it, but his mercy has given you praise, has given it to you. And I believe tonight, this morning, that as you and I understand that, it enables us to show gratitude to our Father that I may not be where I want to be, but one thing is sure, I am not where I used to be. And if you're that person this morning, go ahead and give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Please celebrate the Lord if you believe that God has been good to you. Understand also that life is the requirement for achievement. Life is the requirement for achievement. We celebrate the Almighty God who has given us life, knowing fully well that the requirement for achievement is life. They often will say that a dead lion, or rather a living dog, is better than a dead lion. A living dog is better than a dead lion. What is the essence of achieving everything if you're not alive? And God has given you his breath in your lungs so that you staying alive gives you the opportunity to be able to achieve the things that has not been achieved yet. And I pray for you, may the life of God in you find expression in the second half of the year, in the name of Jesus. By this life I declare, whatever has not happened yet, I prophesy, may it happen for you in the name of Jesus. So when you and I have physical reason to thank him, then that is not thanksgiving. That is not a sacrifice. When you have a reason to thank the Lord, when you have a physical reason to give God thanks, it is no longer a sacrifice, because it becomes a sacrifice when there is no physical reason to give him praise. When you have no physical reason to thank him, that is when it becomes a sacrifice. That is why a sacrifice of thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude towards God above experiential consideration. When Job experienced the upheavals of life, his wife even advised him to curse God and die. His wife told him to curse God and die, and yet Job refused. Instead, he acknowledged the life that God has given to him. And out of that, he said, I will wait till my change come. He said, if a tree be cut down, shall it live again? He said, but he made it clear that at the scent of water, the tree will come back to life. But he said to himself, I will wait till my change come, because I know that God who has put his breath in my lungs will never leave nor forsake me. And I pray for you in this season. May you enjoy the favor of God as we march into the second half in the name of Jesus. The same Job now went ahead to say, for I, in all of these things, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. Things may not have gone the way it ought to go. I know that my Redeemer liveth. How many of you this morning will say, Pastor, I know my Redeemer liveth. And in the second half of the year, the God who lives will bring to pass the desires of my heart. If you believe it, go ahead and celebrate the Lord this morning. Celebrate the Lord this morning. So the sacrifice of thanksgiving is when you thank God, even when you don't know why you should be thanking Him. It is when you're giving God praise, when you are grateful to Him, even when you have no physical reason to thank Him. The sacrifice of thanksgiving is when you have to praise God, even when your situation is suggesting otherwise. The sacrifice of thanksgiving is when your burden is overwhelmed with His doings and His goodness. When your pain is not greater than His power. Anywhere God receives, or rather anywhere God sees thanksgiving, He responds. He responds. So your sacrifice of thanksgiving is you understanding that your pain is not greater than His power. That no matter what is happening in your life today, He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think of, according to His power that is at work in your life. Give Jesus praise this morning. Please give Jesus praise. Second service, give Jesus praise. Say thank you, Jesus. Thunder, thank you, Jesus. Number two, what is the sacrifice of thanksgiving? It is a passionate expression of gratitude for His greatness and not necessarily for His great deeds. It is your expression of gratitude for His greatness, not necessarily for His great actions. That is, God remains great even without great deeds. God remains great even without actions. Oh, He remains great in your life, even when you cannot see visible testimonies. He remains great. Sacrifice of thanksgiving is you displaying your gratitude towards the Almighty God without referencing that gratitude to any great deeds. Without referencing it to anything He has done in your life. I'm not talking about, you know, what I mean is, you're not thanking God. I say, Lord, I thank you for my new car. God, I thank you, you know, for my new job. God, I thank you, you know, for the new house. No. I'm talking about you are giving God praise without referencing it to anything. That's a sacrifice that you can lift your voice. I thank you, Lord, for being who you are. I thank you because you are God all by yourself. I thank you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I thank you because in you we live, move, and have our being. Give Jesus praise this morning. So sacrifice of thanksgiving is you giving God praise, celebrating His goodness without referencing it to anything that He has done in your life. Without referencing it to His great actions or great deeds. There are some people who feel that there is no need to thank God. That is, when they look at things around them, they say, well, the first 6 months of the year, things has been tough for me. It has been hard. Things fell apart around me. I didn't get the job. I didn't get the promotion. But listen, you may be complaining about all of that. Can I ask you this? Are you still alive? For the fact that you're still alive is an indication that anything can change. Your story can change. I say your story can change. Hear me, friends, you may not be everywhere you want to be, but I can safely say to you, you are not where you used to be. And because of that, lift your voice this morning. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. And I prophesy over you on the wings of your thanksgiving. I declare the next 6 months, it shall be better for you in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. I said the next 6 months shall be better for you in the name of Jesus. As you agree with me by saying amen, the next 6 months shall be better for you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that. Number three, what is the sacrifice of thanksgiving? The sacrifice of thanksgiving is your unrestrained giving, which symbolizes His ownership of you and your honor of Him as the Father. Unrestrained giving. We offer sacrifice of thanksgiving to turn away from greed. We conquer greed through our sacrifice of thanksgiving. Your unrestrained giving. giving to him, giving to him. Listen, friends, I always will say giving is a show of how grateful you are to the Almighty God. Your tithe, I teach you all the time. Number one, it is primarily for gratitude. The God who has given you the power to get wealth, you are returning to say thank you. You are returning to say thank you. Hallelujah. When you offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, you are surrendering all to God. Unrestrained giving. You're giving to him because you understand that he is the owner of your life. It is also your way of showing honor to the Almighty God. Honor is not complete without giving. Honor is not complete without giving. When you say you honor someone and you do not give to them, it's not complete. Honor is incomplete without giving. And we live in a time where people think that honor is just words only. Honor is beyond words. It should flow from the heart. Honor is beyond words. He said, if I be your father, where then is my honor? Where then is my honor? Honor is beyond the words of mouth. Your gift is a show of honor. Your gift is a show of honor. When I honor someone, I give to them. When I honor someone, I give to them. Because particularly, you know, all my spiritual leaders, I mentioned this in the first service, you know, my mentor, my spiritual father, Pastor Andre, sometime last year, you know, early last year, I sensed in my spirit, I must honor this man. He's a man who doesn't want to receive anything from anybody. But I say, no. If I take that posture, because you look at him, he has everything, you know, such a big church, he has everything. You will miss out of the blessing he carries. And I took an offering. We went for the network meeting. And after, when we're all sitting, where the senior pastors were sitting and having lunch, you know, after that, I brought out, you know, my honor seed to give to him. He received it and put it in his bag. He even forgot about it. That's how he said. Some days later, about 2-3 days later, he called me. I got a call from Pastor Andre. I saw him. He said, Joseph, I saw what you gave to me. You gave me all of this. I said, yes. He said, it's my show of honor. He blessed. He lifted the voice and started blessing me. Honor is not complete. If I call him a father, I must honor him. I must honor. Honor is not complete without your giving. And I believe that, you know, our thanksgiving is an opportunity for us to honor God. Sacrifice of thanksgiving empowers you to handle all of life's battles. Honor. Honor. And I said this in the first service, I repeat it here. Women, wives, learn to honor your husband. Learn to honor your husband. Buy him gifts to honor him. So the sisters are quiet now. Buy your husband gifts to honor him. It will shock you. How many wives have never bought their husband's gift? It will shock you. That man in your life, he is the king. He's the priest. Honor the king in your life. When Bathsheba, what is her name now? The queen of Sheba, rather, came to Solomon. She honored Solomon with gifts. Was it that Solomon was looking for it? No. If you're next to your wife, just nudge her a bit and don't say anything. Just do like this and leave the rest. Hallelujah. Wives, honor your husband. My wife honors me. She gives to me. I give to her a lot. But she honors me. She gives to me. I give to her a lot. Even if you take what he gave you out of his money and buy gift for him and honor him, he's still honor. But make sure you honor him. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. Amen. And I declare over you by your thanksgiving this morning, you will overcome in the second half of the year in the name of Jesus. I say you will overcome in the name of Jesus. When you give God thanks, when you give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving, no matter the weight of the battle, you overcome. No matter the weight of the battle, you overcome. And I pray for you again. You will overcome in the name of Jesus. I say you shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Number four, what is the sacrifice of thanksgiving? The sacrifice of thanksgiving is you placing value in God as the ultimate basis for your existence. The value you place on God reveals your thanksgiving. It reveals your thanksgiving. Your thanksgiving reveals the value you place on God. Thanksgiving is a revelation of your value for God. When you thank God casually, it means you have a casual value for God. Your thanksgiving reveals your value, and your value determines your placement on the earth. Thanksgiving reveals the value you have for God. From your heart, it reveals the value you have from God. And your value, listen friends, decides your placement. Your thanksgiving also reveals the quality of your spirituality. It reveals the quality of your spirituality. When a believer's thanksgiving is casual, it means they have a casual approach towards spiritual things. Two things thanksgiving reveals: your value and your spirituality. Your value and your spirituality. Only spiritual people can give God thanks. Only spiritual people can give God thanks. Why? Because thanksgiving is by revelation. Thanksgiving is by revelation. And revelation is a product of koinonia. It's a product of fellowship with God. In the place of fellowship with God, you are able to see how good God has been to you. And out of that, you arise to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Revelation is the stirring of light out of the buoyancy of spirituality. That is, when you offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, it reveals your spirituality. Your thanksgiving reflects the quality of your relationship with God. Your thanksgiving, your gratitude reveals if God is part of the agenda of your life or if God is the main agenda. There are many believers, God is just part of the agenda. They have just incorporated God into their life the way they incorporate every other thing. But your thanksgiving reveals if God is the main agenda. If God is the main agenda. Hallelujah. Listen, friends, when you are lacking in gratitude, when you lack in gratitude, it is an indication of the absence of revelation. When you lack in thanksgiving, it is an indication of the absence of revelation. And it also an indication of the emptiness of the person's spirituality. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus praise this morning. Listen, friends, value is revealed in the place of thanksgiving. Value is revealed in the place of thanksgiving. Value is revealed in the place of thanksgiving. Whatever you value, you give God thanks for. Value is revealed in the place of thanksgiving. And this morning, after the times of communion, we're going to have the opportunity to place value on God with our thanksgiving. Because the value you place on him determines the state of your heart towards him. God wants you to count your blessings. He wants you to name them one after another. And after naming them, he expects you to return to thank him after you have counted your blessings, name them after one another. Listen, friends, God expects you to return back to say thank you. Jesus asked them in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 8, 17 to 18. Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? He said, has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? He expected them to come back. He expected them to return. He expected them to come and say thank you. He expected them. He was expecting them. Listen, if he expected them then, he still expects us today to still come back and give him thanks. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. May we never withhold our thanksgiving from him in the name of Jesus. May we never minimize our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. You will not minimize your thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. God wants us to return because gratitude initiates resurrection. No matter how bad things may have been for you in the first 6 months of this year. Listen, friends, where there is gratitude, resurrection is possible. He arrived at the tomb of Lazarus. He said, Lord, I thank you because you hear me always. That gratitude initiated the resurrection of Lazarus. And he called for Lazarus. And the Bible said, he that was dead came out of the grave. I pray for you today. On the wings of your thanksgiving, anything that is dead and buried resurrects in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. It resurrects in the name of Jesus. Gratitude initiates resurrection. Thanksgiving is you responding to God from your heart in expression of your value for him. You are responding to God from the depths of your heart in expression of your value for him. Ah, yeah. And this value is expressed by the fruit of your lips and the gift of your hands. You know, there are people who behave as if they own their life. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people who behave as if they own their life. The way they run their life, God is just, and is just part of what I incorporate. There are those who, you know, we've been setting the stage for this week fasting. There are those who have not fasted. They are members of this church, but they didn't fast. Because for them, you know, what are you, what is that boy talking about? Look at his head. What is he talking about? Fast. You know, they own their life, Papa. They own their life. So, you know, because they own their life, they have determined how the year will go. But trouble is waiting. It's not a prophecy. It's the reality of life. Things doesn't get better on the earth. Things get worse. But the believer must get better. That is why the Bible says when there is a casting down, there will always be a casting down. Whether you like it or not, the earth, because of the wickedness of man, the earth keeps degenerating into a state of chaos. And if you are not empowered, you fall with the earth. So am I going to stand and tell you the next 6 months, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the rand will be 1.50 to the US dollar, and all of a sudden, no, wickedness will increase. But the believer that has made God the main agenda, no matter what the enemy throws at them, they will always survive. They will always win. Why? Because as things get worse and worse, the Bible said that the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter, even unto a perfect day. Give Jesus praise this morning. So when we take time like this to fast and pray, we are simply saying we don't know the road. So we are allowing God to lead us. We are allowing him to lead us. But there are many believers who already know the road. So we are fasting, they are eating. You know, what is it? You know. And the good news is, all those food you ate, what value has he added to your life? 6 days has come and gone. And we are here. Thank you, Tepo. And we are here. 6 days has come and gone. And we are here. Whatever investment you don't make today, you can't expect to reap the harvest tomorrow. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. And we're here. 6 days has come. We didn't die for not eating meat and chicken and mashonja and fish and sushi and caviar. You can name all of them. Hallelujah. I close you with this. Why must your thanksgiving be sacrificial? Why must your thanksgiving be sacrificial? Number one, I'll give you only one. Divine intervention is a universal need of man. Everybody on this earth will need God one day. Divine intervention is a universal need of man. Everybody on this planet earth, one day they will need God. Listen, friends, the battles of life are not selective. The battles of life comes to everyone, and divine intervention is a universal need of man. That is why you and I must give God thanks, because only him knows what the second half looks like. You and I don't know. Why have we been praying in the last 6 days, praying together and declaring words? It's because only him knows what the next 6 months looks like. Only him knows. He knows the road. We don't know. There are those who made plan in a day and they wake up that day, they were buried. They died. Because you and I have no agenda for. We don't know what it looks like. We only make plan. We plan. But the manifestation comes from the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Only him knows. That is why you and I must thank God, because only him knows what the second half looks like. Only him have seen the second half of 2025. Only him knows how to preserve you and I. How to preserve you and I. Listen, friends, what is ahead of us is only the covenant people that can survive it. I said that earlier on, what is ahead. Only those in the covenant can survive it. That is why we do not joke with God. Because when there is a casting down, there is a lifting up for the covenant children of God. How can you live your life without soliciting for the help of God? That's too dangerous. That's too reckless. How do you live your life without soliciting for the help of God? That's what we have been doing. The 6 days is to solicit for the help of God. Is it that you don't love your food? You do. You don't love your bride? You do. But sometimes there are sacrifices that must be made because of an expected end. Hallelujah. There are many who live their life without soliciting the help of God. And understand, friends, the Bible makes it clear that by strength shall no man prevail. So that is why you and I must thank him. Because divine intervention is a universal need of man. Divine intervention. The same way the church is, you know, some people will feel that they don't need the church. Listen, one day you will need the church. You see, I'm laughing in 3D. You feel you don't need the church. If you don't need the church at birth, you will need the church at death. So when we ask you to be partners, become a partner of our life, you will need the church. Listen, you will need the church one way or another. You will need the church. And I've seen it happen so many times. People will not be partner of their house. They are not partner of what God is doing. Then something happens. They expect the church to jump in. My friend, it doesn't work like that. You will need the church. The same way the divine intervention is a universal need of man, that is the way church is a need for mankind. You may not need the church now. Say, you know, I don't need. You're a freelancer. I like what they use. You're a freelancer. You're just freelancing. In the last 2 years, you've been freelancing at Life Church. Freelancing. There's no form of, you know, official commitment from you. When you need us as well, we will also freelance. We'll freelance as well. Having Pastor Cordelia's number doesn't make you a member of the church. Because people think that makes... No. You must commit. Sign up for partnership. That is God's will for you, to be part of something. Sign up for partnership. You cannot be attending in the last 4 months, 6 months, 1 year, going to 2 years. You have not made official commitment to a house that nourishes you. You breathe in, you breathe out. Then one day something happens. Then you're phoning us. You're harassing us. My friend, the good news. You know why I like that part? That part is in the hands of the board. They make those decisions. It doesn't concern me. So I will not use pastoral heart to say, okay, you know, as a pastor. No, the board decide. The good thing with the board, they don't decide with pastoral heart. They decide with executive heart. When they say no, it's no. And me, I can't say anything. Hallelujah. Partnership night. Everybody will need the church. You will need the church. The same way, universal need. Every man will need divine intervention. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I pray for you in this season that nothing will hold you back in 2025 in the name of Jesus. So the battles of life are not selective. What is ahead of you, nobody knows. Only God knows. And that is why we give him thanks. Because divine intervention is a universal need of man. And everybody on this earth will need God at one point in time in their life. They will need God. They will need God at one point in time in their life. Amen. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.